The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, one side effect of the COVID-19 pandemic has been the encouragement of people to tap their cards rather than pay cash. We've all had to become a bit more tap happy. So will the notes and coins in our wallets slowly become a thing of the past? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
What is the future for cash? That's the million-dollar question, pardon the pun.
Cash has been around since, well, we don't even know. It's been around long before the beginning of written history, but it's assumed it evolved from the barter system. Ireland's first cash, or coinage, is a little more recent. In the 1920s, W.B. Yeats, whose birthday is today, as it happens, he headed up the committee for the Irish Free States coinage, on which they wanted to replace figureheads with animals.
Priests, for example, were very unhappy with it.
Historian Maeve Casserly.
That it was equating it too closely with paganism and the devil, and why would we have animals on our national coinage? Would we not try and take ourselves a bit more seriously?
At the time, the Irish Independent published an anonymous opinion of a man they only identified as a priest, who said,
"For the sole object of having these pagan symbols instead of religious emblems on our coins is to wipe out all traces of religion from our minds, to forget the land of saints and beget a land of devil worshippers, where evil may reign supreme."
Almost a century later, it's looking like we mightn't even have any coins to be huffing and puffing about.
There were some predictions made, for example, in 2019 that we were about maybe 10 to 15 years away, by maybe 2029, 2034, somewhere in that space, where we were going to become a virtually cashless society.
Dr. Laura Bradley is a senior lecturer in Ulster University Business School.
Since COVID-19 has hit, that fast track has indicated that we may be moving very close to that in the space of next year. That's one of the predictions. We're also seeing a large number of the older consumers who were less likely to engage with cashless forms of transactions. They have actually increased quite considerably this year in terms of their adoption of that, particularly amongst the pensioners group.
While many businesses will only be embarking on their cashless journeys, cafe restaurants like Fegan's 1924 have been cashless long before COVID. Owner James Fegan.
Being cashless is really obviously a lot easier for us to manage on a daily basis because there's no trips to the bank. You get to spend more time in the business rather than being out of the business looking for change, doing lodgements, as well as other facts like it's dirty and there's always security risk.
So why don't we just get rid of cash? Well, there are over 1.7 billion people globally who are unbanked and can't get access to digital payment. Dr. Laura Bradley again.
In the US, for example, they've made a move, and there's some US politicians have argued that post COVID-19 and as part of the recovery plan, all citizens within the US should in fact be issued as standard with a digital dollar account and a digital wallet. That's how they're trying to address this, because to try and bridge that divide, because it's a huge social and political issue. If you create an even bigger divide between those individuals because of the fact that they can't access digital banking or contactless payment, then that's a huge social issue that we really, really need to address. So it's the reason why there'll always be the argument for the need for some form of cash or payment in society.
Mary Gregory is an artist who designs coins for the central bank.
I love doing it. I always love the challenge of that small design on a circle. I don't know about you, but when I go on Amazon, I can spend a lot more money on Amazon than if I went to the local sort of shop down the road and I went, "Ooh, I've got to hand over all that money." But if I pay by card, it doesn't hurt nearly as much. Maybe that's the value of coins and notes, that we really... it makes us value what we hand over.
So there's really only one more question. Heads or tails?
Gosh, I'm going to go heads.
Heads it is.
We'll keep on changing, changing up your mind.
Liam Geraghty there. He obviously didn't get the memo about not gambling with guests. That's all we have time for this week. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin. Research was by Rachel Breslin. Kieran Dunn was on sound. And Evie Meegan was the broadcast coordinator. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.